it's a sad moment for me, because these things will actually, it's not for the benefit of the people of South Sudan. They should just come and ask the people of South Sudan and look at the interests. What do people exactly want? And forget about them, because it's about the people. What do they want exactly? When suffering comes, I don't think so that the top leaders are suffering. It is the grassroots level people are suffering.
I'm Agnes Umina. I stay in Gudele. I feel bad because the agreement was not being signed. What we want is peace, and we understand each other. We are going to pray so hard. The Holy Spirit should enter their heart and agree with everyone.
I'm called Martin Vuyaya, and I don't see any deal coming sooner, because there are a lot of problems to be solved before even that deal could be signed. Not hopeful at all. Totally, the economy has gone down. You get things from Uganda, bring here now. You find there's no money in the country. The dollar rate has gone up. You are going to buy something. The pound has lost value because of the war, all because there's no any economic activity. The oil there is stopped. Nothing is going on. So we are really suffering.
I'm Emmanuel Bongo. I'm staying in Nyokron. To me, it's not really good for the warring parties and the government to not come up with a good resolution to settle, to bring peace to the people of South Sudan. It's really, it's the same, completely. I think it would be better for the UN to come to intervene and have a sanction, the two of them.
I'm Kolaya Susan. I stay in Juba, actually in Hainim. As the South Sudanese, we are not happy. In fact, our people are suffering, more especially in the war zone, where women and children are really suffering. So if the government and the rebels, if they are not interested of signing of the peace, then let the international community take the decision, because we want peace, we want our children and our nation to be peacefully.
I'm Lisok Emmanuel. Yeah. The leaders doesn't really take that initiative to decide for the people. I think they really decide for themselves, because they seems to be enjoying what is on. Okay? If they are to decide for the citizens of this nation, then they will have really signed the peace agreement. I advise them to this, to take the risk. To take the risk and sign the peace, and then they see how they can coexist among themselves.
Yeah, my name is Sokire Moses. I stay in Haislema. What I want, these people, they have to think about us. We like civilians. We are suffering a lot.
Let them cool down. Let them come together and bring peace to the Southern Sudan. We, the citizens, need a peace, not tomorrow, today.